Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. This is a podcast from metro.co.uk. I'm Miranda Kane, and this week we're going to be taking a trip. Remember back in the days when you can walk out your house, meet up with a friend and go to your nearest sex shop? Well, that's what we're going to do just for you. This was recorded long before the lockdown started, so don't worry, we are keeping isolated and safe, which is why I'm recording this by myself without my contractually obliged long-term life partner BB Lynch. She's the one that's contractually obliged. I'm just very, very grateful. Anyway, we checked out what's available, and Summers, you can purchase everything we mention online at their website. Just Google andsummers.com and I'm sure you'll find it. They're a little known bijou shop, but they're there. And you can join us next week for more Good Sex, Bad Sex. Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, Juliet Rogers. Round of applause, Juliet.
Yay! Well
done. Juliet's got her team.
She's got an entourage.
Juliet is assistant manager at the Crawley branch of Anne Summers, and you were team leader in Brighton, and we are now, you've dragged Miranda Kane, the infamous Miranda Kane, EastEnders hater, and I, to a room upstairs in Anne Summers.
I'm so sorry. Go to the beach instead.
No, I feel like we're seeing the inner workings. There's like a whole other shop up here. Yeah. This is brilliant.
It's the Warehouse of Dreams. And look behind you, Miri, there's a mannequin. That's what I want my tits to look like.
That is quite a thigh gap as well.
I want all that, but no waist. But a Santa hat.
Yeah, absolutely, in the nip and just wearing a little elf Santa hat.
You've been in Anne Summers for 2 years.
I have, yes.
Is it, I'd imagine, I'm totally putting words in your mouth, but I'd imagine it's an absolute hoot working here.
It's the best job I've ever had. Before I was here, I worked in a tax office.
Oh, bloody
I was just sat behind my computer all day, like, I'm so bored, I need to get up, I need to run around, and I couldn't do it, and now I'm here. I'm literally like, you can't stop me. I'm buzzing off the walls.
Literally buzzing
off the walls. It's incredible. Yeah, no, I really love it.
What made you come along here?
So there was nothing, like, I never really knew about Anne Summers before I came to Anne Summers. Because I left my job previously, I was kind of throwing my CV around at like anything that would take me. And Anne Summers were the first people to reply. And I'm so happy they did. because I've been here 2 years now and I honestly can't see myself doing anything else.
What's the training like?
good question. Well done.
Thank you.
No, there is different aspects of the training. So you have, like, you get given a manual, it gets sent to you, and it's got like all these top tips and tricks in there as well. But most of it is just kind of, you need to be in certain situations and you need to kind of just, yeah, role play.
Tips, tricks and role play.
That's your book.
That's all you have to do. You just have to be in that situation and just kind of get through it. And then you just do it again and you do it again. And it's, yeah, that's how we learn.
What are the most common situations that you find yourself in? Because you must have some corkers.
So it would be, firstly, when I started, I knew nothing about sex toys or anything like that. So it'd be when someone came in and be like, well, do you have this? And I was like, well, I've never even heard of it. I don't know what that is. And so my manager at the time would come over and be like, Juliet, it's this. And then and you just kind of have to learn and then learn all about the products as well. And obviously just kind of experience it. And that's just how we dealt with
it. Do you get people coming in asking you for advice?
Every day, all the time. Yeah, especially now it's coming up to Valentine's as well. It's got all these men and couples coming in. They want to spice up their relationship and all
of that. Is the blokes coming in?
Yeah, it's about 50-50 at the moment. I'd probably say on Valentine's Day, it'll probably be very much male focus coming in. But yeah, they'll come in and they'll just like, we really need tips on how to spice up our sex life. Like, my relationship's very vanilla and I don't think I am very vanilla. So they'll just come in and be like, well, what can I try? Yeah.
How do you know that they're not coming on to you?
I hope they are. At the same time, it would be very flattering.
What's the demographic then for your customers, do you think?
So at the moment, it is mainly couples. But I'd say our demographic is anyone that wants to kind of experiment with their sex lives, wants to spice it up a little bit, just wants to feel a bit sexier than they do now. Literally anyone.
So any age?
Any age. Well, I mean...
What's the legal age? Over
16, isn't it? Still?
Over
16 to have sex. You have to be over 18 to buy a sex toy.
Oh, see?
From us, anyway.
And what about... And what's the... who's the eldest? Don't say me. Who's the eldest person that walked into your building?
So I would say probably I served this man once when I... was working in the Horsham store, and I'd say he was about 80 something.
Nice.
Yeah, and brilliant. He just came in. It was a bit of a weird one. He came in and he was like, please, I really need your help. I really need to find like young girls in the area. And I was like, oh, I can't help you with that because I interest you in this. Yes.
Give him the biggest anal butt plug of the time.
How much money you got?
Yeah. Have you ever... So I'm intrigued by the blokes coming in and saying they want to spice up the sex up. So I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
But that's some conversation if the girl's or the other partner is totally happy with what's going on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So it'd be more a conversation they'd have to have at home. So even today, someone came in and he wanted to buy a penis extender. And he was like, well, I really don't know if my girlfriend would like it. And I was like, well, have you used toys before? Have you spoken about this kind of thing before? And he was like, well, yeah, we've used cock rings before. And I was like, look, if you're happy to have the conversation, there's nothing wrong with you buying it, taking it home, asking her about it, having the conversation, or even going home and having the conversation first and then coming back to us. Mm. It's just a lot easier to do it that way rather than trying to surprise her.
With a penis extender.
Yeah, I think I'd rather people would have the conversation before they came in case I get like an angry girlfriend walking through the door like, you sold my boyfriend this, why would you do that? As long as people are open to having the conversations, then I don't see an issue with someone coming back home and being like, let's try it.
What's the refund policy?
Oh, no. If it's opened, it's not coming back. It's not coming back.
Just like me.
Yeah. Life.
Life.
Now, we're in the middle of Brighton here. Do you find that you get a lot of, like, hen or stag dudes coming in and, like, looking through a few things to spice the afternoon up?
It's mainly in the summer, to be fair, because they'll come here on, like, part of a... Like, they'll have a sheet of dares and they have to complete the tasks.
Sheet of dares.
And they have to complete the tasks. And they have to, like, well, you have to find a blow-up doll. You have to find, like, a cock ring. You have to find this. You have to do this. And so they'll come in and, like, they'll be, like, dressed up as cows or something. And they'll just be, like, a herd of cows walking through the door. And I'll be like, what is it today, then? What do you need?
Have you ever given advice or said, yeah, buy this, and then, you know, Brighton's not a huge city, and then you've been out for a lovely little cocktail one Friday evening, Miranda, and then you've seen the couple?
See, I haven't, because I don't live in Brighton, but I know a lot of the girls have. I think one was walking past the window of a restaurant, and someone was literally banging on the window like, hi, like, as like their best friends, came out of the restaurant and was like, you bra fitted me today, it was really nice, thank you. And so it's so nice that we have that relationship with our customers where they feel like they can, like, come up to us and just say, thank you, that was really nice of you. Because we do have such a good interaction with our customers, a lot of the time we will recognise them. So it's just nice when they come over and just say hello.
Yeah. Can I ask a business question? Miranda, you know I love business. What is business? Fuck business, as Boris says. But here's a business question.
Yeah.
How has Anne Summers survived in a world of online where you, I guess, it's much easier to buy stuff online if you are slightly nervous of walking into a store? Well, how are you dealing with that? Because it looks like everything's going well.
It is going very well. I think it's because we do offer that personal interaction. We give people time and we give them advice, which you don't get online. And then also you get to, like, feel the products, you get to try them on. And again, you can't do that online. So I think it puts us, like, ahead of the game a little bit, because it means that people are still coming through the door. They don't want to, like, risk buying it online in case they don't like it or something like that. They want to come in and see it.
Do you get quite excited when new products come out? Do you guys all get to?
I am there with my scissors ready, like, opening those boxes. Like, I need to see what's new, because most of the time it's coming home with me anyway. So. Honestly, my collection is mad.
Where is your collection?
It's at home. I've got, like, drawers and drawers full. Drawers nice. And drawers full.
Oh.
So yeah. I have another co-host. Cover your ears. Oh. She gets a little bit upset. I've got another co-host, and Ali's issue with sex toys is she doesn't want to die. And her sister find the drawer. That's why Ali doesn't want to die.
Oh.
Any advice for Ali?
We have bags that lock.
There we go.
Swallow the key before you die. That's how you go. Wow.
Oh, that's handy.
It is, especially if you live in a student house. If you live at home with your parents, it's called the Whisper Range. They come in little pink bags with a little padlock on. They're really sweet and cute. And they look like makeup bags as well, so no one's really going to be digging through your makeup bag, really.
Yeah. That's good.
This is perfect, isn't it? Yeah. What are the most popular items you have?
So at the moment, I'd say our Morgasm range for toys is silly popular. We make so much money on that. It's the Boost Rabbit at the moment, which is the one we're pushing. It's got like a 10-second setting on it. So you'll go through like your normal settings, you get yourself in the mood, get yourself warmed up, and then you press this boost button and it will just vibrate really fast for 10 seconds and it will kind of send you over the edge. And it's like nothing we've had before. It's not like any other rabbits we do. So that's why it's been so popular. It's really, really good.
It's got a turbo boost button, it's like the computers of the 80s.
Yeah. It has.
You know what you should do? You should be included, maybe you are already, in any kind of talks about new products, because mm-hmm. you'll be hearing exactly what people want and what, absolutely, I mean, people yeah. might come back to you and go, oh, do you know what, I thought this would work, but this kind of didn't. So you should be, let's start inventing stuff.
We do.
Invent the Miranda.
We do like weekly feedback to head office, and I think they do like pay attention to it and make changes and stuff like that. But maybe it is something that, because mm-hmm. people have so many ideas as well, just walking through the door, be like, I really need a sex toy that does this. And I'd be like, ah.
Cha-ching.
Mm, yes. Yeah. Money maker.
Where do you stand on the sucky ones? Mm. Like the womanizer.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've recently tried one of those.
What was it like?
That was brilliant.
Was it?
Yeah.
Here's my
yeah.
worry. So, you know, it's all about blood flow.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, like the bath mate penis mm-hmm. extender thing, right? It's all about kind of suction and... I'm not a scientist. It's all like blood flow and all that makes it bigger. That's what engorges the penis, even temporarily.
Yeah.
If you've got something sucking on your clitoris,
yeah.
is it going to be the size of France?
I don't know, but I have had many people do it in person and I'm still walking. So I think it's all right.
I mean, it always return back to normal size anyway.
Eventually.
It's fine, yeah.
Eventually.
It's like a balloon. You blow it up and it just goes, whee!
Oh, you've really reassured me. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Is it a new thing that you've seen more men coming in?
No, since I've started, it's always been 50-50.
It might be you.
Maybe it is me. That's quite
Because I'm surprised.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you a tale. Oh, I used to work in a very similar sex shop.
Yeah.
It was Anne Summers. this was years ago. So and it was
Angela Autumn.
Angela Autumn. And it was in Victoria train station.
Right.
So we used to get loads of couples that would come in because they wanted a little sank sank for the train home.
Yeah. On the train.
On the train.
To use on the train.
Two very different reactions. Thank you.
On a train.
On a train.
I saw a couple having sex on a train once. Seriously, at London Bridge, and the train was stationary, and she was on top of him, facing me. So they're both facing me.
Did she ever give you eye contact?
Well, here's the truth. This is so funny. So you know those seats? I'm going to try and describe it. I'm not very good at it. So I'm facing I'm facing a seat. Seats facing me.
Yeah.
Behind the seat facing me, there's their seat, and it's just a two.
Yeah.
And she's on top of him, and they're in my direction. And I dropped my laptop earlier and I was livid about that. So I was more concerned about watching the couple making sweet love in front of me than my laptop, thinking, oh, fuck, if this isn't working. Meanwhile, there's people on the platform furious smashing on the window. It's a stationary train.
And then someone just cries out, mind the gap!
I've never seen that before. I've seen someone watching porn on the train before, but never in the flesh.
You get enough of that here.
Yeah,
blimey. So, have you ever like had any customers where we used to have like our little hall of fame of like, you know, the ugly mugs, the ones that you were like, Oh, it's him again. It was my first time that I'd ever been propositioned for sex. I call it my gateway job because it was the first time someone had come in and said, could you demonstrate this? And I did it on my nose.
Yeah, so
is that still the same? You still
no,
put a
it's
little...
a myth now. Apparently now you're supposed to do it on like the palm of your hand where like there's a lot of nerve endings. Like when you go to test a rabbit, you kind of got to shake hands with it. It sounds silly, but I'll show you later. It works a lot better.
And no one's tried to get you to demonstrate it in person in
they
the changing
definitely
room?
Definitely asked. Yeah, it's also when, like, the lingerie as well. Like, I'm buying this for my girlfriend. Can you try it on for me?
Oh, yeah, it's the older, you look hurt, nice. Yes. Yeah.
So whoever it was that... So you, hang on, go back to your story. So you've got a vibrator on your nose.
Yeah. And
charming.
Like, yeah.
What a charming.
Looking at my hottest.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And what's the next sentence?
And then it was like, oh, no, could you try it in the changing rooms? And I was nearly walking off. I was thinking, oh, maybe he's just a bit shy. And I was quite young. I say young. I was 34. No. So I was quite young. So I'm sort of like turning around to go into the changing room and my assistant manager just grabs me by the neck and pulls me back.
Oh,
sorry.
Like a little kitten.
Yeah. You know, like a child on reins.
Little stupid kitten.
Little stupid, naive
beautiful,
kitten.
But dumb as fuck.
Dumb as fuck. And yeah, and she had to chase him out and then just have a little word in my ear afterwards. Wow. So, yeah.
If that happens again, just... No.
Just no. I don't know. I would have taken the 50 quid. I was skin. I'd have taken it.
Do your friends and family, well, A, do they ask you for stuff the whole time? Mm-hmm. And B, do any potential beaux or beauesses, what's the theme of beau?
Boa.
Constrictors. Are they loving that you have this job or are they intimidated by it?
So with my family and my friends, they love it. They completely love it. They will rinse my discount. They'll be like, can you just buy this for me? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. With potential partners, most of the time reactions are always the same. Like, oh, like, what's your collection like and all of this? And I would have literally known them 5 minutes. And I'm like, my favourite colour's green. Like, get to know me a little bit first.
That's not even just because you work in a sex shop. That's just their general demeanour now.
Yeah. But I'm just like, it's just my job. Like, you don't...
Yeah.
It's just my job. There's nothing... Like, it's so mundane to me now that when people are surprised by it, I'm surprised.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just one of them like, that I'll tell them and they'll be like, no way, really, that's so cool. Or they'll like do a complete 180 and be like, oh, that's a bit questionable. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
If we came out with a range, would you stock it? How much sway have you got here?
Probably
quite a bit.
Yeah. It depends what's in the range, though, how good it is.
We had someone on our podcast a few weeks ago, the lovely Tracy Cox, who suggested that we make our own range.
Yeah.
And she named it the B&M range.
I think there's already one of them.
You get that. You understand that.
B&M.
Phoebe's like, oh, yeah, that's great. That would be a great idea. And I'm like, what, the fucking pound shop of vibrators?
I was just talking about top billing. So B&M is like...
Yeah, it's like a little, it's like a pound shoppy. Yeah, pound stretcher. Yeah.
Oh, let's not call it pound stretcher.
Let's not do that.
Oh.
Where do you think sex toys are going? Because I think we all know where sex toys are going. But what do you think is the next big thing in sex toys?
I think just for it to be so much more inclusive. So at the moment, there's stuff for like same sex couples, stuff for heterosexual couples, but there's not enough, if that makes sense. Like, there's stuff for women pleasure, stuff for male pleasure, but there's just not one toy does everything. So you can always get a toy for something that you want, but then you want like maybe a toy that has something that you don't know you want in it as well. And I think it's just to be more inclusive, people to not be shy of buying sex toys. Like, we have a brand called My Viv at the moment, and so it's basically, we brought it out for sexual wellness for everyone. So you've got sensual products and you've got toys and you've got erotic products as well. And it's just so that people, if they're shy about buying sex toys, they can come in and try that one because they don't look garish or anything like that. They're a nice little baby blue colour. But yeah. If someone finds it, they're not going to think that's a sex toy. And it's just a nice way to introduce more people into it, because women, they miss out on about 1,000 orgasms in their lifetime.
There's a huge orgasm gap, isn't there?
Yeah.
And of course, I've written about it, and of course, I can't remember one stat. But let me tell you, it's big.
I'm trying my best.
It's
I'm
too many. It's yeah. too many. So it's just to get women and then couples and then anyone really just more confident to have those conversations so that everyone has that pleasure that they like deserve.
Okay, can I say one thing about conversations?
Yes.
Because I've got an issue with this. I talk a lot, but I find things like this. So I'd like you to do a role play with me, Miranda.
Okay.
Right.
Everyone just sat up in their seats very, very sensibly.
What's the situation here, Miranda? I'm not giving you enough orgasms.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not giving Miranda enough orgasms. What should I do? So hang on. No, that's not the question. That's stupid.
You started this.
I know. I'm bored already.
I'm really awkward with role play.
We're trying to have a conversation.
This is why I won't give her orgasms. I know how to. I choose not to. She's fucking obtuse.
Right. My girlfriend Miranda, the love of my life Miranda, is finding it hard to orgasm.
Oh.
Right. And it's making me feel sad. It's all about me, right? And it's making me feel bad. So is there a sex toy that you can recommend? And then how do I have the conversation when I get home with Miranda? How do I say, listen, sweet cheeks?
So have you tried anything before?
Oh, we're having a conversation. Okay. I haven't.
So you haven't tried anything before. Do you know if your partner's tried anything before?
She hasn't, no.
No. So what I would suggest is obviously have the conversation with her, but if you want to take something home today, to go for something that will stimulate her internally and externally so that we can...
Like a Love Island box set.
Yeah. So that we can just figure out what kind of stimulation she prefers. And then we can narrow it down from there. If she's struggling with external stimulation, we can get different gels and stuff like that. We can get some tingling cream.
Oh. Deep heat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, don't be that. Bit of tiger balm.
Tiger balm. One of my colleagues accidentally got deep heat down there. She was in the toilet. No, she was putting, she was like aching all day and she was putting it on her shoulders and then she went to the
Ow.
Can I have my role play?
No, I had it finished. So when I go home, how do I start the conversation with Miranda, love of my life? What do I say?
Just get, look, I've noticed that you're struggling to reach orgasm and I really want that for you.
Miranda, I've noticed, can you put the knife down? I've noticed that you're really struggling to reach orgasm and I really would love that for you.
Okay.
So, what was the rest of it?
So I've bought these bits for us to try. You let me know if you're comfortable with them.
So I've bought these bits for us to try.
When you say bought,
I've got some bits. They're in my bag. Some bits that flew in my bag. They're magnetic. They're in my bag for us to try.
Okay.
And then you can try them. And whatever you're comfortable with, I can go back and Juliet in the shop.
Yeah.
And Angela Winter said that I could, I could then get, do you do like little testers, little trial, like little, you get little samples of face cream?
We do have a little box that you can buy that has our most popular like lubes and stuff like that, massage oils.
There we go.
Would you do it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I've got a little question of my own for Juliet from Angela Winters.
Yeah.
So my partner BB, who for this will be called Freebie Lynch, she keeps insisting that I'm the one having a problem with orgasms. But actually what it is she comes really quickly. Like it's like straight out the shed. Do you know what I mean? Like she is really quick. And it's a shame because she does have a massive penis. So is there anything that I could use on her big, massive penis that maybe might not, like make it a bit more enjoyable for me?
So we
I
think we've run out of time. No.
That's what she said.
So we have stamina gel that you can use. We have cock rings, which stunt the blood flow, which make you last longer. Or we just make you come faster and then everyone's a winner as well.
Well, I'm not willing to compromise. So I'll go for the...
We need twins.
I'll go for the cock rings.
Okay.
And does that... How do I approach the subject with...
Yeah.
freebie lunch.
So I'm at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, weighing, right, you're Cyrano de Bergerac. Yep. I'm the other one.
I'm weighing
from
my
Cyrano.
Giant penis at home. Yeah. On our scales.
You're Steve Martin. So you're, yeah. So okay. So I'm at home with BB Lynch.
Hi, darling.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You know that little problem we keep discussing?
Well, you not being able to orgasm.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that maybe something might help me.
Oh, yeah.
Would be
a cock ring,
because.
Because it stunts the blood flow.
Because it stunts the blood flow. You'd like that, wouldn't you, honey?
New phone, who did?
Should we go and have a look in the shop?
Yeah. So where are we, Miranda?
Okay. We've just wandered into the pink paradise that is Anne Summers. Okay, describe what we see.
I am looking at deep red lingerie, very lacy. Oh, that's my coil going off. Sorry about that. this is gorgeous. Is lace the thing?
It is. So this is our sexy lace range. So it's made to be our everyday range, but obviously it's sexy every day. And it's super, super comfy. You've got loads of colours to choose from, loads of sizes as well. It goes up to a 44H.
Oh, good.
So these are bra matching sets of bras and knickers.
Yes.
Yeah. For everyone. We've got lovely, lovely red.
What's this colour? Like electric blue.
Electric blue.
And there's red cups with black lace. Yeah, it is really gorgeous.
Yeah.
And are these are designed to be like comfortable enough for everyday wear?
Everyday bras, yeah. So I wear them all day at work and honestly I can't feel a thing. I don't feel like I'm wearing a bra.
It's quite nice to have that underneath, yeah. And think, yeah, I'm a bit saucy today. Yeah.
I'm always a bit mixed wash underneath to you.
Yeah. A little bit of bent underwear. Yeah.
So this is the
My Viv stuff
that you mentioned earlier. Yeah. Tell us about this again.
So these are all the toys that are made to be non-intimidating toys. So they're made to be basically solutions for any sexual issue that anyone may have. So you've got stuff like dilators and pelvic floor muscle trainers, slim vibrators as well. So it's just all for creating solutions.
Anything you've got. Yeah. So what's the Miranda,
it says touch me.
So the pelvic floor stuff, so that's important because that keeps everything tight. where it needs to be for every stage of life, Miranda. Nice. For wee-weeing, having babies, not having babies, having sex, it all needs to stay somewhere. Yeah. But it's usually Kegel balls, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what in this range that were you saying does it?
Just around the other side. So it is these ones. So you got three different weights and you literally pop them in like you would a tampon.
They look like big old sperm.
Can I take one?
Yeah, of course you can.
And they're like, is it a greeny colour?
Oh, no.
Like a pistachio colour.
It is like a big old sperm. But it's really like nice and soft.
So hang on. So you stick that up,
yeah,
and you just you squeeze like you're stopping yourself going for a wee.
Yeah, just do your like pelvic floor exercises as well. But even if you just wear it for 15 minutes a day, it's going to do something.
Oh, I bet it. Yeah. Don't know whether I will, but it will.
Are they the same size?
So they're the same size, but they're different weights. So you've got 80, 60, and 40.
Oh. And the dilator set.
So this is for women who have maybe given birth and they'd needed stitches after as well.
Oh,
so they struggled to have penetrative sex because like nothing can fit in there.
Yeah.
So these are supposed to be like training to kind of open that up a little bit.
Wow. So loads of lingerie. So is this like the kind of circle of joy?
This is the circle of joy.
Do you call it circle of joy?
We call it our vibe circle.
Vibe circle.
So this is a display in the middle of the shop. That's in a little circular area of its own. And this is where all the juicy toys are. And BB is looking at a vibrating pocket stroker, which looks like a bit of a, it's like a fleshlight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly that. It just hasn't got like the plastic cup round. So you've got more movement to it.
I actually know. Because I don't know what I'm looking at.
It's like someone's just cut out a vag. Is that yours? Is that where you left it?
I did a violent sneeze.
And someone boxed it. Well, maybe someone thought it was so good. They had to spread the love.
And that's a non-vibrating cock ring. That's just to keep it sturdy.
Yeah.
Sturdy.
Nice.
Little bullets. How are we on noisy vibrators?
So noisy vibrators, we're getting so much better. We have our new range Whisper. So this has been made to be 50% more quieter than the average sex toy. I haven't got one to show you, but yeah, it's really, really quiet.
I like colours.
Yeah, they're really pretty colours, actually.
So kind of like a neon green, a neon purple, and a neon pink, Miranda. Perfect night in. Where's the pizza? Do you have pizza?
No.
You should do a food range.
We've got body paint, like chocolate flavour body paint.
Edible lube.
Edible lube.
Do you remember gin and tonic lube?
Yes.
We have Sex on the Beach lube and Pornstar Martini lube.
Oh, good brand. Yeah.
And banoffee pie. Look, I found it.
I thought this was fake.
Cheeky cherry, salted caramel.
Oh, I love salted caramel.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to try some.
Oh, should we have a nibble?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
We've got a buffet of lube. Oh, my God. Okay, so there's a whole shelf full of lubes.
Yeah.
You've got the lube Feel Me and the lube Lick Me. And we're about to have a little buffet.
Flavour do you want?
Buffet. Does that say? Oh, so it's a cheeky curry.
Cheeky curry.
Cheeky cherry.
Oh, I'm going to try passion fruit. So we've got cheeky cherry, strawberry, passion fruit, candy floss, cherry candy Bakewell. Mint. Oh, just what have you got okay. I'm going to try. White chocolate.
Yeah, have white chocolate. You love white chocolate.
Okay, let's try a white chocolate.
I'll pop a little bit on your finger,
boy. What else is in it apart from white chocolate?
Ooh. That's nice.
Chocolate sugar. Lots of sugar in it as well.
That's actually really, because you don't have the lubey taste.
Well, what's a lubey
taste? I don't know, I always feel like lube always ends up having, you can't, it's not just like that, you can just eat that and you can just spread on a cake. Well, at least that's what I like to call him. But lick it up.
It's not how you pronounce cock, silly.
But doesn't that just taste like it's just you don't have any chemically, like, you know.
I think lube is very underrated.
Yeah.
I think people will see lube as a kind of, it's a solution to a problem. Actually, it's just an enhancement.
It is. It makes everything so much better when you use lube. I think people who don't use lube are very silly.
What are the wipes for the toys?
Yeah, for the toys or for intimate use, you can use them on yourself as well. Just have a clean up.
And you've got the Buzz Fresh, the clean, all the sex toys.
I feel a bit full up. I'm full up. Last time I was in this store, and this wasn't with you, Miranda. I'm sorry to drag up someone else, but I was spanked by Madam Storm. Yes. Were you there?
I was there.
Thanks for helping.
She asked your permission.
Yeah, she did.
Peppermint lube.
Yeah.
Should we try a bit of peppermint lube?
Okay.
Is there a?
Can you use toothpaste as lube?
Oh no.
Can you use lube as toothpaste?
Oh no. I like these candy colours. I like these pretty colours. So what's your favourite thing? Not in the world, but I mean in the store.
In the store. So I'm a lingerie gal. Yeah. I love my underwear. But if I was to say
we're trying a bit anything, of the peppermint lube.
I'd probably say something like the pleasure gel. So it's a tingling gel. It helps intensify orgasms for women. It's really, really amazing.
At what stage do you put that on?
Before, during, it doesn't really matter.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't need any time to work. It just kind of does its job and then you're away.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
Okay. I keep meaning to try some because, I think I've finally realised that all this stuff isn't to replace sex, it's to enhance it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I still always feel a bit like, you know...
That is key, isn't it? Coochie. It's a shave cream. This is amazing.
So many. All the colours of the world.
All the colours of the world. Oh, I miss the Spice Girls. Yeah.
So we have intro to bondage sets. So if people haven't done anything and are worried about starting to use bondage, it's probably what I'd direct them towards. Just stuff like handcuffs, blindfolds, just very like sensual to start with, and then once they get comfortable with that, they can maybe like move up a level. But yeah, just all the little sets are really, really good.
The luxury spreader bar.
Yeah,
she's gonna fall over. So that's a cuff on each ankle and then just like a bar, metal bar between. Miranda,
I don't think
it's a design flaw. Now, I'm no scientist.
I don't think you're supposed to be standing up when you're wearing them.
It's not made for walking.
I love that we've got satin and lace ties. Oh, it's all a bit very Christian Grey, isn't it?
I think it's sexy.
Yeah.
This is the sexiest bit for me. Yeah. I like this.
I like the wet look. We've got baby doll dresses, wet look, pleather ones, leather ones, all sorts.
You've got a lovely store here. You've done very well.
Can I just say as well, what I've just noticed is if you are living in a one-bedroom flat, they've got underbed restraint kin and a door jamb swing restraint. So you don't necessarily have to have your own dungeon. You can make use of what you got and just stick a couple of...
I'm not sure you've got the upper body strength for that swing.
Oh, my shoulder dislocates and I broke my elbow.
It's a workout. It's
this
a workout.
Oh,
this is amazing. Thank you so much. Is there anything? What have you got in your bag?
Me.
Please frisk Miranda Kane when we stop this, because she's a disgrace.
I am. I'm going to have to have nicked at least half of the buffet of lubes over there.
We actually do have some presents for you guys upstairs if you want to come see.
No! Yes, we would. Thank you. Bye, shop.
Bye, shop.
Oh, it's Christmas all over again. It's my favourite kind. I've got a freebie bag from Anne Summers.
Oh, wait. Can I take it into our bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, Mary.
Okay, I'm going to... Look at this. I love pink tissue paper. Sounds really good on microphones as well. Oh! So, I've got... Look at that! I'm already enamoured. I've got little diamante plated crop, which is very handy. I love the handle on that one. It's like a little rose gold.
That is gorgeous.
Isn't it lovely? Okay. Going to keep going. And, Anne Summers Fusion, a couples vibrator. Okay, so this looks like the ears from the rabbit in Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
What do I do with this one?
So this is a toy for everyone. So you can use it for solo play, you can use it with a partner, but you can bend it to any shape you want it. You can use it as a nipple clamp, cock ring, dual stimulator, double penetrator. You can honestly use this for anything.
So this is a bit of a like a one-stop shop little vibrator.
Does it all?
Oh, that's great. I was a bit worried when it said couples vibrator.
No, you can
I
use it.
Just don't like people.
No, I completely understand. Yeah, this is really good. And you can control the two different sides and they can have two different vibrations. You control them separately. It's really cool.
No.
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds like magic.
Yeah.
It is magic.
Right. Oh, yeah. If you can open that one up for me. And how much are these ones normally?
So this one is £60 for this.
Yeah,
one.
Everything should be £69. You mean?
I love it when the transaction comes to that amount and I'm at the till and I have like a little giggle to myself and I'm like, have they noticed?
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Welsh, have it look.
Yeah.
Oh, I've spotted something so beautiful. Oh, stop it. Oh my god, that colour.
Yay!
Oh my god, that is so gorgeous.
That is lovely. Oh. Bibi's got a gorgeous purple bra and knickers set.
It's like a pink with a purple lace. This reminds me of my boyfriend Prince. Do you remember him?
The short ass.
He's show some respect. This is so beautiful. And do you know what? I've got quite big knockers and this is just in a casual way. But I'm really glad you do bigger sizes as well.
Yeah.
And lovely pants. Oh, they're so gorgeous. So
no more underwire sticking out.
No more underwire.
Are those... To be honest, is that the one... Is that the everyday wear one or is that...
It's one of them, yeah.
There you go. Next time we're recording, you can stick that one on.
I hope you're going to have sex. Because I, as a rule, think sex is disgusting.
Yeah.
But someone needs to see it. Oh, what I will do is wear this. Go, look how hot I am. See you later. Go home, watch The Stranger.
Oh, what else? Oh,
she's
a faux fur flogger.
Oh man, that's so.
This is what Madame Storm used on me.
Listen to that.
That's amazing.
Was that? Did real fur die? Did someone? Did an animal die?
No, fur fight.
It's fur. Fur. But what if there was an animal called fur? No, faux. What if there was an animal called faux?
Or flogger.
It was the fur of the faux.
I'm just impressed. Yeah. This is what 20 years in the business gets you. Perfect dictation. Faux fur flogger. I mean, that. You can tell she's been in the biz if she can say that.
It's difficult.
This is so amazing. We are going to have the best fun, you and I, on our own.
Oh, yeah.
Together, you putting that in my hair, me smacking around the head with the faux fur flogger, my tits looking wondrous.
Oh, I can't wait.
We love our gifts. Thank you so much. Please send our love to Anne. What's Anne doing today?
Busy, always busy.
But she never picks up my phone calls.
Rude. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, shopping. Remember that? Our thanks there to Juliet Rogers and the whole team of Anne Summers in Brighton. I'm sure you'll be able to visit them in person when it's safe to do so. This is so apocalyptical. It's untrue. I can't believe I'm about to say that. If you have any questions or queries or suggestions, if you want to chat to us, then you can do so. You can email info@sexpod.co.uk or get in touch with us on social media, at Twitter and Instagram, anything like that. But otherwise, we look forward to speaking to you all next week for some more good sex, bad sex.